Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a podcast that really takes to heart the phrase, you learn something new every day. Today is January 6th, 2020. The day was January 6th, 1912. German geophysicist and meteorologist Alfred Wegener first presented his hypothesis on continental drift in a public lecture. Wegener advanced the hypothesis of continental drift, but he was not the first to propose that continents gradually drifted across Earth's surface. Wegener's hypothesis was largely rejected by the scientific community, but it did influence the development of the theory of plate tectonics. For centuries, people have recognized that the coastlines of the continents could fit together as if they were puzzle pieces. Wegener recognized this, and around 1910, he became interested in looking into the reason behind the observation. He came across the idea that Africa and South America were once connected by a huge land bridge. He also read about the similarities between fossils on different continents, and he noticed that Greenland had drifted away from Europe and that San Diego and Shanghai were getting closer to one another over the years. Geological features also matched each other when continents were brought together. But he rejected the idea that land bridges between continents just sank and disappeared. After reading about other links between continents, Wegener became convinced that all the continents were once joined as a single continent. The lecture he presented on January 6, 1912, at a meeting of the Geological Association in Frankfurt was called The Uprising of Large Features of Earth's Crust, Continents, and Oceans on Geophysical Basis. 3 years later, he published the book The Origin of Continents and Oceans. He proposed that there was one big ore continent surrounded by a global ocean. According to his hypothesis, the massive continent began to split about 200 million years ago, and the newly formed continents never stopped drifting apart. He called this movement continental displacement. He turned to fossils, geologic evidence, and climatology to support continental drift. But people largely opposed the idea. That was partly because Wegener did not have a good model for how the continents moved apart. He suggested that gravitational pull and centrifugal and tidal forces moved the continents through Earth's crust. But that was an unbelievable proposal. If continents plowed through the oceanic crust, then they would be distorted, and centrifugal and tidal forces were likely too weak to move continents. There was no direct evidence at the time for the movement of the continents, and there was no known mechanism that would be able to move entire continents. On top of this, Wegener miscalculated the rate at which North America and Europe were moving apart. Though some people supported his explanation, most geologists stuck to the hypothesis of static continents and land bridges. Wegener died in 1930. It wasn't until the 1950s when scientists returned to the theory of continental drift as they explored the ocean floor. Wegener's hypothesis wasn't completely off. For instance, continental movement did have a hand in the creation of mountains, just not as he suggested. Now, plate tectonics is the most widely accepted theory. It says that Earth's crust is split into rigid, moving plates that move slowly over the underlying mantle. While the continents do move, as Wegener and others before him proposed, so does the oceanic crust. The driving force for the motion is likely convection currents in the magma of the upper mantle. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on social media at TDIHC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a fantastic 24 hours until we see you again.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.